Okay, we are up to Simon Kuf Nun Tes, Sif Yud Daled. We started a little bit the halachas of Tvila Sudam yesterday. We're going to be completing, hopefully, the Simon still this year. I hope learning all the halachas of Tvila Sudam. We'll be learning amongst all the halachas, we'll be learning what bochot you make on Tvila Sudam. Did anybody actually do Tvila Sudam? Did you ever? Yeah, what bochot do you say? Netilas Yadayim, very good, very good. We'll see soon. Anybody did another bracha? Did you ever do Netilas Yadayim?
Yeah.
What bracha did you say? Normal Netilas Yadayim. Very good. Okay, good. We'll get to that shortly. Mitzvah Hashem. Good. Also, which water is in what kind of water can you do it? Pardon? I can't hear.
Rain
water. Running
river.
Good. So you can just dip your hand. You don't have a keli, don't have any running water, you can dip it in a river. Okay, so we'll see soon, and we'll see soon what bracha you make on that as well. Very interesting. Okay, so again, see if you daleb, which is the bottom of page 102. Hit bil yado b'mei mayon. If somebody dipped his hands in water of a mayon, of a... thank you very much. Spring water. Afilu ein ba'aboyim sa'ah. Although there may not be 40 sa'ah, which is a very substantial amount of water, also lo tvila, the tvila is a kosher tvila. You put it in spring water, it's considered tvila sudaim, it's kosher. Why? How much water do you need? Kol, as long, shemischasin yodav bohem, pevas achas, as long as both hands can simultaneously be covered with the water. So the water covered completely both hands. That's sufficient water. That's considered Tvila Sudaim. You have been yoitze completely the mitzvah of, or the requirement of washing hands. You don't need a keli. You can dip it in spring water and you have done your obligation. And why is that you need to cover your entire hands? Says the Mishnah Berurah in the very, very bottom line of page 102, which is Sifkot 9 Tes. Mishnah Berurah says, V'kmoi le'inyon tfilas kelim. Very similar indeed to the halach of toivelin kelim, the kaimelon that we hold. The mayon, spring water, metahe, purifies becholshu with any amount. There is no obligation of how much the minimum volume of water is. Kol shemiskasin boy, as long as the entire keli covers and surrounds the keli, you have done your obligation tefilas kelim. Similarly here also, v'kol shekein b'netilat rabban, similarly here, even more so here, which is only rabbinical, once you've covered your hands are completely covered in water, there is no additional requirement of the volume of water. As long as your hands are completely and fully covered in water when you've dipped it in, yeah, it's perfectly in order.
You just dip it in once, both hands together.
Indeed.
Just once.
Indeed. Now, continues the Shulchan Aruch, in top line, if you have toivled them in mikveh water, so you've taken your hands and you've dipped them in mikveh water, yesh oimrim, some say, shedine kemayon, that it's considered spring water, it's considered mayon, yesh oimrim, some say, no, not so poshut, shetzoich aboim so. If you're dipping in mikveh water, you need to have aboim so, which admittedly most mikvahs have got. Ben aktivin on kedivra meikel, but lehalocha, we are makel that there is no requirement of 40 saw. You can just dip it in. If there's no minimum share of water, you can just dip it in. You should be machmir that it should have 40 saw. But Bedyavit says the Mishnah Berurah, so Bedyavit, certainly, if you have dipped in mikveh water, even a keli mikveh, or whatever mikveh it is, if you've dipped it in, it's not spring water, it's not flowing, but it's you just dipped it in a mikveh, you have done, it's perfectly fine. Lechatchel, you should try to seek a mikveh which has got more than 40 saw, but the truth is that most mikvahs have got 40 saw. Make shamim, says the Shulchan Aruch in Tziv Tezvav. Rain water, Rabbi Yisrael. Can you do Tvila Sudaim in rain water? Says the Shulchan Aruch. Make shamim shen zoichalim. If you've got rain water which is flowing, perish nimshachim v'olchim, they move. Moving rain water, she'eino mechunasim, which are not gathered. So you've got rain water which is flowing, rainwater is flowing. So that's something which you're going to very frequently find when you're out and about. Rainwater which is flowing. So it's potentially a... any flowing, anything that comes from rainwater. So if it, as long as it's not gathered, as long as it's not gathered, for yesh b'mabayim so, and it has 40 so, yesh le'istapek, there is a doubt im toivel b'mabayim yodav as to whether tefillah sedayim is kosher.
I thought you meant sheleg you could use.
Sheleg? I don't know about the aloch of sheleg, I don't know. Yes, that's right. Yeah, correct. Very good. Yeah. So here we're learning that yeshle stapek. There is a doubt as to whether it's acceptable to do tvilas yodaim in running rainwater which is not gathered. It must be 40 saw, but again, 40 saw probably going to have 40 saw either way. Now the Mishnah Berurah over here explains this a little bit further in Sifkot and Peivav, which is the last narrow line. Shem Zoichalin, demek shomim, rainwater eino metarim bezoichalin elo bemechunosin. That really, generally speaking, make shomim eino metarim bezoichal only bemechunosin, only if they are gathered up. However, says as follows, yesh boim roitzolim, afilo be yesh boim aboim so, even if there is 40 so, yesh le istapek im hanil tfilas yodayim. Even if there are 40 so, in rainwater, it's a doubt, that's the doubt of Shulchan Aruch, v'ayinu afilo la mekilin le'elin mikveh b'shein aboim so, that even according to the poskim, we're making with mikveh water, with less than 40 so, Efsha could very well be. Tahocha here, Gorat fate's worse. Tahosim al koponim in our Torah lobin on Tvilas Kelim aboim so. Because there, with regards to Tvilas Kelim, you don't need 40 so. You've got Koshim, you don't need 40 so. Vahocha, vehia, ever min our Torah post of Tvilas Kelim, we make Shom Zoichlin. Midorai say it's certainly not going to work if you've got rainwater Zoichlin. Tidra machmir el el besil bin on Tafka aboim so, come with Tvilas Rup, shit to Zoichlin o mahani. So if here it's worse. So rainwater is worse, and therefore could even be if it's more than 40 so, you've got a problem, and it doesn't really seem to pasken. If you can, you should wash again without the bocha. And he holds that it doesn't seem to be working at all. So again, we've got the machlokes with regards to running rainwater. As long as it's got more than 40 so, which I think you're always going to have more than 40 so, you've got a machlokes if dipping your hand in running rainwater works or not. Now, although the Gevilna Gaon seems to say that it doesn't work by the Evet, Mishtabur is smekel by the Evet, and I think that's generally the Minik, boys. I think so. I can't talk about the Minik. I haven't seen hundreds of people doing it, but I think generally, what do you think? Have you ever seen, in camps, if anybody's ever been to a camp and they're running low in water, I don't know if you went to it, in a summer camp, you went in it. So sometimes what happens is that's what, I don't know, maybe that was just when I was, I don't know. But I think that, pardon?
Switzerland.
In Switzerland, yeah. So I think that some people, they will do it, I think so. So, but again, you won't make a broch on it. Right, but let's carry on a little bit. Siv Tezayin. Arboim so, maim sheuvim shebekarka. If you've got 40 saw of water, which is water which was drawn, sheuvim, so not directly rainwater, but they've been gathered already, they've been collected, shebekarka, and they are gathered on the ground. So, shebekarka, in the ground. The Mishnah Berurah says, as opposed to Sifkot and Peites, shebekarka, but if they are in a vessel which is connected to the ground, that's certainly not going to be considered a good tvilas kelim. The ain't tovim mekelim, because tvilas yodayim is never going to be in a keli. In other words, if you're using a keli to wash your hands, very nice. That's called tvilas yodayim, and that's perfectly fine. But to take your hands and dip it in a keli, that's certainly not going to work. Consequently, if you've got water which is gathered, we have to see what is it gathered in. If it's just gathered on the ground, in other words, it's a puddle, thank you very much. Then, okay, we're going to see what the halacha is. But if it's not a genuine puddle, and it's not a genuine, it's actually made into a keli, it's a reservoir to some extent, it's been man-made in some sort of keli, so there is some sort of structure there which is man-made to make this into a keli, it's now a vessel, man-made vessel, then that's for sure not going to work. Imagine that. You've got a some sort of pool. Or imagine somebody's got a private paddling pool. That's right, you've got a paddling pool in the back garden. Fancy that. So if you want to just do Tefillas Yodayim in that, that is not going to work. Because it's as if it's a keli, as it were. It's a keli. You can't do the Tefillas Yodayim in Tefillas Yodayim in a keli. That's not going to work. Yeah, but now we're not talking about that. We're not talking about if it's a genuine keli. We're talking about a genuine puddle. So that halacha is as follows. Aboim shosh uvim shebekaka. La Rambim ein matpilin bohem ez yodayim. According to the Rambam, no. You cannot do Tefillas Yodayim in this. But the Raivet, according to the opinion of the Raivet, matpilin, you can do Tefillas Kelim. Why is that? So the Mishnah Berurah explains, if Cotton Tzaddik, the opinion holds that you cannot hein matpilin holds, the binyan mayim aksherim tefillas haguf. Just like this water in this puddle, you wouldn't be able to do tefillah, you wouldn't be tovel yourself in it. So similarly also, it's not going to work for tefillas yodayim. But time arrived, what is the arrived, if so, hold, that it's acceptable, you can do tefillas yodayim in this. Mishom, the matzinelin tefillas pale, korin, divetosh tefillas med rabbonu, shemoto b'shuvim b'kaka. Because the opinions actually, under some very extreme circumstances, under very specific circumstances, you could actually do tefillas guf. You could be doing Tefillas Guf there. So similarly also, Tefillas Yodayim is acceptable according to the Ravid in there. Good. If they've got Maim Sheuvim, which Hamshocha was done, as we explained in the previous year, Sheuvim, so really Sheuvim is not good water for Mikveh, but Himshechua, it's Hamshocha, that the water is continued, Kolo Gamla Rambam, according to Rambam, also Matpinin Berlin Yadayim, it's not considered Shuvim anymore, and you couldn't do Tefillas Yodayim in it. Okay, Siv Yud Zayin.
There is also quite a few questions on what you just said. The first one is, buy a water tank in a house, we're told that is a keli, but it's not a keli, even though...
Because of Mechubel HaKaka.
Because of Mechubel HaKaka. Here we're being told, if you have a keli that's attached to the ground, you can't do Tefillas Yodayim in it, because it is a keli. And that's also attached to the ground. So how is my water tank in my house not a keli for the Tefillas Yodayim, but this paddling pool which is attached to the ground is a keli, even when it's attached to the ground, and it's a soisa, it's stuma no bay.
Yeah. There we learned that it's not... Any suggestions? Good point. There we learned that it's considered a keli because it's mechubel karka. It's not a keli because it's mechubel karka.
Did you say, one second, did you say the water tank is a keli or not keli?
It's not a keli because it's attached to your house. Your house is attached to the ground, so it's mechubel karka. But here,
but the paddling pool is consistent. The water is consistent. It's not going.
The paddling pool is also attached to the ground.
Yeah, it's a good point. It's a good point. I have to think about it. I'm sure there's a truva, I just can't think of it offhand. Yeah.
And the second stira is we're told by May Gashamim Zeichlim, that because it's running and there's, even though it's Abayim, you can't do Tefillas Yodayim because it's Zeichlim. But here we're told, if you've got Maim Shuvim, but it's Zeichlim, that's Matir the water, which otherwise would be impossible because it's now Zeichlim and it's not Shuvim. So how come by rainwater, when it's flowing, it's possible to Tefillah and
Very good question as well. Very good question. A good question. I don't know the answer. Yeah, good question. I hear. I have to think about this as well. Very good. Yeah, good. Excellent. Thank you so much. See if you zayn. Lo yitol ma'anor ma'im biyodo yachas. Ve'yitin al yodo shenis. Okay, you got a river now. You got a river. Now, what you're doing is that you're washing hands from one hand and you're pouring it out onto the second one. So what you're doing is, you've got a river, which is really good water for Tefillas Yodayim. But what you're doing, instead of doing like this, by putting both hands in that, you're putting one hand in, and you're pouring it onto the other hand, which is not in the water yet. So, you're putting one in, one is out, and now you're doing that kind of movement, of taking from the river water, and pouring it onto the second hand. So that doesn't work. Lo yitol me'anor mayim. Don't take water from the river, piyode achas, with one hand, veyitoin, and put it al yodoi hashenis, onto the second hand. That's not going to work. Lefi, because, she'en kan, lo netila, you haven't done netila, because for netila we need a keli veloi tvila. And you also similarly haven't done tvila. Why is it not tvila? You didn't it. So you haven't done anything really. So what about the first hand? First hand, probably you've done the tvila. But second hand, you've wasted your time. So So the Mishnah Berurah indeed says in Sefkat and Tzadi Beis, lo netila, the netila mekli ba'inon. You need a kli, you need a vessel if you want to do netila sudaim. Ve'achan here, lo not al klal mekli, you didn't use a kli at all. See if you tchess. Yodoy achas benetila, ve'yodoy achas betvila. What about an oibachuchim? Again, an oibachuchim has come along. He says he wants to make that shtick. He's got a kli available, put it inside, and he's next to the river. He can't decide. You know, one of those people who just can't make decisions. I'm one of those. He can't make decisions. He's got a keli and he's got a perfectly, he's got a river there. So now he can't decide, should I do the tila sudaim or should I tvila sudaim? What does he do? He takes the water and he pours over one hand and the other hand he dips in. So one hand tvila sudaim and the other hand the tila sudaim. Does that work or not? So what would your guess be? So it's very interesting. So Shulchan Aruch says, Yodri achas benetila, one hand in the tila, Yodri achas betvila, and the other hand in the tila, Yodov tohoiros, his hands are pure, so it's fine. Yeah. Yeah, but if you're right, you need to do both hands. But if you've done one by dipping, which is acceptable, and you've done one hand by washing, one hand like this, one hand like that, fine. Good. We'll get to the bracha in a minute. Literally now. So the truth is, the Mishnah Berurah actually points out, yeah, but we should maybe see it in a minute. Let's just wait. Karen, see if you test. Hamat bil yodov ein zoich shtei pa'omim. A person who does tvila sudaim ein zoich shtei pa'omim. You don't need to do it two times. V'loi niguv. And you don't need to dry. We learned about the essential importance of drying the hands. So we don't need to dry hands. The drying hand is not as critical when it comes to tefillah sudaim. V'loy lak b'yadov, and also you simply don't need to raise your hands at all. Somebody does tefillah sudaim, you just dip it in, you take it out, and that's it. As opposed to when you wash, you need to do twice. And now, Sif Chof. Matpil yodov. Somebody does tefillah sudaim. Einei mevoich al tefillah sudaim. You don't need to make the bracha of tefillah sudaim, elo al netilah sudaim, but you make the bracha of netilah sudaim. Yeah, he just says that there's no, you taki don't need to, you won't need to at all. With regards to...
I'm saying, you're saying the bracha and netilah sudaim, even though you're not raising your hands.
Oh.
You said you don't have to raise your hands when you do tefillah sudaim.
Yeah. So what are you asking? Why taka don't you need to? Or you say that it makes sense that you don't need to be makbe yodov? You think it makes sense?
No, I'm saying if you're saying tefillah sudaim, you say that normally when we then raise our hands before we say bracha, there's water run down and you're raising our hands. Tefillah sudaim is raising the hands. But if you're doing tefillah sudaim, you just said you don't have to. You just dip them in the water. You don't have to raise your hands. You're saying a bracha on something which you don't.
You say why can you make the bracha on tefillah sudaim?
Basically.
Okay, let's see what Shulchan Aruch says about this. Hamat pil yodov, somebody does tefillah sudaim, ein mevorach al tefillah sudaim. You won't make the bracha tefillah sudaim, elo netilah sudaim, but you can make the bracha of netilah sudaim. Why is that? Why do you make the bracha of netilah sudaim? So the Mishnah Berurah explains if cotton tzadi ba'al three lines from the bottom. Ein mevorach sheheichon tzivonu ala tefillah. You can't make a bracha of tefillah sudaim because there is no mitzvah of tefillah sudaim. There's no mitzvah of dipping your hands. There's no such mitzvah at all. So how can you make a bracha of tefillah sudaim? It only makes sense to do netilah sudaim. But on netilah, on the washing, there is a mitzvah of netilah sudaim. For yesh bichlal mosaim on it. And as the expression of the Gemara goes, yesh bichlal mosaim, within two, there's one. In an increased amount, there's always the small amount. Yesh bichlal mosaim on it. Shemach maschir vanetilah, because of the obligation to wash our hands, shenitztavinu onu matpilin achshav. Since I have an obligation of washing my hands, and I can't fully wash my hands now, so before I'm dipping, I'm doing tefillah sudaim now, second best. So the obligation of the tefillah sudaim has within it the limited obligation, the smaller, the decreased obligation of Tevilas Yadayim, if needed. So therefore, it's more the grand title, the global title is Netilas Yadayim. One way of doing this Netilas Yadayim is potentially by doing Tevilas Yadayim. But therefore, it's acceptable, it's understood that you can make a bracha of Netilas Yadayim for Tevilas Yadayim. You can make a bracha of Netilas Yadayim for Tevilas Yadayim because Netilas Yadayim is the global aspect. However, v'yesh oimrim, but some say shemavachin at Tevilas Yadayim. Some say the meaning is to say bracha of Tevilas Yadayim, or alternatively al shtifas Yadayim, on washing, on rinsing your hands. V'cheniken, that is the Ikad Ramah says the halacha is you say al Tevilas Yadayim. I'm actually very surprised that some of you said Netilas Yadayim, but that's certainly what from my youth. That's what people said, that you say al Tevilas Yadayim, but maybe that's just to keep things exciting, because we'll see what the Mishnah Berurah says. So certainly the Ramah says that when you do this, when you do the dipping hands, and that's the way your yotzer, your obligation, the Ramah's opinion is you're going to say Tevilas Yadayim, because what are you doing ultimately? You are dipping your hands in water, so you're going to say Tevilas Yadayim. Shulchan Aruch holds no, no. Shulchan Aruch and all the Sfardim, well, the minig is going to say, no, you're going to say Netilas Yadayim, because the obligation of Netilas Yadayim also includes also dipping of your hands, which is a way of fulfilling your obligation. However, the story is not quite finished here, because the Mishnah Berurah adds in the bottom line, Sif Kotten Tzadi Zayin, V'achoyrim iskimu kedas ha-mechaba. Now, Achoyrim actually agree with the opinion of the Mechaba, Levorech on Netilas Yadayim, to make the bracha of Netilas Yadayim, even on Tevilas Yadayim, V'rak im ha-mayim psun Netilah, he said that generally, if the water is normal kind of water, you're going to make the bracha of Netilas Yadayim, unlike what the Ramah paskens, but you are going to say, like the Shulchan Aruch says, you're going to say Netilas Yadayim. So again, the Shulchan Aruch holds, you're going to say Netilas Yadayim. The Ramah holds, you're going to say Tevilas Yadayim. But the Mishnah Berurah says, the consensus of that poskim is to actually say, like the Shulchan Aruch, Netilas Yadayim and not Tevilas Yadayim. So if in the camp, I don't know, nobody goes to camps nowadays anymore. So in the camps, so the Madrichim in the camps, when they say, make my Tevilas Yadayim, should look at Mishnah Berurah again, because actually the Mishnah Berurah says that the halacha is to say Netilas Yadayim, unless they're doing it just to keep the excitement and the thing. Then, but Lemay said the Mishnah Berurah passes just in Netilas Yadayim. Yeah, so that's with regards to that. So the Meisner, just going back to the early Mishnah Berurah, that's what you mentioned. What happens to this Oibachuchim who wants to make that shtick? One hand in and one hand out. So one hand you do Netilas Yadayim, and one hand, what bracha is he going to make?
If he's crack out, he's got a problem.
Yes, and if he's in Tzfas, he's going to say Netilas Yadayim. Good, so the truth is, Mishnah Berurah says that v'lina bracha, that's back to Sifkot and Tzadi Gimel, v'lina bracha v'lach v'zana Netilas Yadayim, after that's a Ramah, come on. Even in Krakow, if you're like that, so that even there, you're going to say, says the Mishnah Berurah, even there, you're going to say Netilas Yadayim, kimen shiyotoy achas so yisubi tinidim. Since one hand and Netila, I can't fully explain it. Since one hand and Netila, so even according to the Ramah, you're going to make the bracha v'Netilas Yadayim. If one hand is in, one hand is out. But again, halach l'maisa, the Mishnah Berurah says that whatever happens, you're going to make the bracha on Netilas Yadayim. It's one bracha that was a takana, was one bracha, and that's what you're going to make even on Tevilas Yadayim. So next time you're out and there's a river and you haven't got a keli and you want to wash your hands, you dip your hands nicely in it only once. You don't have to dip twice. You take your hands out. You don't have to dry them. You don't have to. You can dry them. But the bracha you're going to say is going to be on Netilas Yadayim. And if somebody says, you did Tevilas Yadayim, you're going to say, and you're going to point to the Mishnah Berurah. Okay, just to recap what we covered tonight. We learned about the mitzvah of Tevilas Yadayim, and we learned that it doesn't really make a difference how much water is in there. As long as you've fully covered your hands, you're perfectly acceptable Tevilas. You don't have 40 soil, you don't need any of that. As long as you dipped your hands fully, you've done a Tevilas Yadayim. You can certainly make a bracha. We learned about make shomim, zoichlim, if it's running, rainwater, you should, there's a machlokes about it, because rainwater is not so poshut. Rainwater is not so poshut, but it appears that unlike the Mishnah Berurah, the name of the Gaon, the meaning is to be making and make a bracha on that. If it's gathered water on the ground, shebekarka, then we've got a machloikas as to whether you can or you can't. But it seems that many poskim are making here as well, but maybe don't make a bracha. With regards to one hand in, one hand out, it works. With regards to pouring one hand like this, spritzing one hand onto the other hand, Shulchan Aruch said that doesn't work. You didn't do a Netila. because you haven't got a keli. You do tefillah because you didn't dip in. So therefore, you haven't done an acceptable netila. And finally, we learned about the bracha. We've got machloekah shulchan aruch holds. You say netila sudaim. You have a good opinion of the Rama holds. You say tefillah sudaim, but the Mishnah Berurah says halacha lemaisa. You should say the bracha of netila sudaim. Now I hope that not only we've covered the halachas of netila and tefila sudaim. Hopefully, all these halachas give us a pure tefila. Tvilas Kolagov, and he purified us for Gishmak and Yuyim Yetz Hashem. We should have a Ksiv, a Ksim, a Toiva, and we should be completely Toivled, as the Gemara says that Rosh Hashanah is a bit like a Prin of Tvila. We should be completely purifying ourselves with the Tvilas, with the Malchiz, the Chonish, and Shofres. We should all have a Ksiv, a Ksim, a Toiva, good Gebenched Yor, to you, and to your Choshev Mishpachas, and to your Rebbetzins who encourage you to come to the Shir. And you should have a Ksiv, a Ksim, a Toiva, good Gebenched Yor, Atos Shalom, Vebeschos Shalom, Vecholash Shalom.